millions of dollars are being spent to fight a new insect pest in Pennsylvania. This is the Allegheny Front Environment Update. I'm Julie Grant. In the summer of 2014, a Pennsylvania Game Commission officer spotted a bug he'd never seen before in Berks County. It was about an inch long with dark spots and red hind wings. He called it into the state.
And lo and behold, it became our first discovery of spotted lanternfly in the northern hemisphere, quite frankly, not just Pennsylvania, but in all of North America.
That's Fred Strathmeyer of the Pennsylvania Department of Agriculture, whose job now centers on controlling lanternflies. Within a month of that first report, the state issued a quarantine. But this is a fast-breeding, fast-spreading insect, not because it can fly so quickly, but its dirt-like egg masses are known to hitchhike on trucks, trains, and ships, which is how these Asian bugs are believed to have gotten here. And Strathmeyer says there's a lot at stake. While the main food source is an invasive known as ailanthus, or tree of heaven, lanternflies also suck sap from more than 70 other plant species, including important Pennsylvania crops like grapes, hops, and hardwood trees.
The state of Pennsylvania is the leading state in the nation for hardwoods. It's an $18 to $20 billion industry to this state, so you can only imagine the impact. You can imagine the impact for the grape industry if it were to end up in Erie.
13 southeastern Pennsylvania counties are now under quarantine. Spotted lanternflies also have recently been found in New York, Delaware, and Virginia. In early February, Governor Tom Wolf proposed spending $1.6 million, and the U.S. Department of Agriculture committed more than $17 million in new emergency funding to stem further spread. In this video by the Penn State Entomology Department, you can watch a swarm of them gnaw and suck on a grape plant. They excrete a stream of something called honeydew, which leads to a sooty mold. It's already reduced grape yields and damaged hops and walnut trees. Strathmeyer says it's also making some parts of southeastern Pennsylvania unpleasant in the summer.
That's the daycare center who couldn't let the kids out because these things are flying all over the place. It's, you know, mom and dad that were planning on a family reunion that had to cancel because the sooty mold is such a mess at their house.
With the new infusion of funding, Pennsylvania agriculture officials are meeting with the USDA. They're looking at programs to stop the lanternfly's spread, including increased surveillance and expanding the use of herbicides on those ailanthus trees that lanternflies love so much. But Strathmeyer says that still won't be enough.
We realize that you're not going to be able to contain and or herbicide every ailanthus tree in this state. It's an impossible task. So our next best thing is to make sure that people are aware of it.
Agriculture officials ask people who see lanternflies, egg masses, or full-grown insects to double bag them, throw them away, and report it to the state at badbug@pa.gov. And if you'd like to see that Penn State video of lanternflies excreting honeydew, check out our website, alleghenyfront.org. That's the Allegheny Front Environment Update. I'm Julie Grant.